you guys please pray with me? It's going to try and play church clap. Okay, we're good. Holy God, we give you thanks for all that's been shared, for all that's been done, for the 100 and almost 20 years that First Pres has been your church, your people in this pocket of downtown Fairbanks. God, we ask that you would continue to call us, to send us, to put your spirit and your purpose in us, that we might not shy away, but we would joyfully and boldly step forward into what you have for us. And God, we ask that your word would speak here and now, and whatever I say that is not your word, may it fall away, and may your word preserve and protect and maintain us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The call of Jeremiah is a powerful one, and you can hear echoes of it when Paul writes to Timothy saying, "Let no one look down on you because you are young." Jeremiah himself says, "I am just a boy. Why would anybody listen to me? Why would I feel so led by God to go do these things?" And yet God says, no, do not say you are just a boy, because I am putting my word on you and I'm putting my word in you, and you will do great things as I lead you. And so we heard that many times when we were there in Philadelphia and Harrisburg. In fact, we were there on Monday night with some wonderful church elders, church leaders. One was a bishop in her own church, and another was a long time, like 6 decades long time volunteer for his church, a Methodist congregation. And they said, they looked our youth right in the eyes and they said, "You're not just the future of the church or the future leaders of the church. You are the church." And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, when you sent the youth to Pennsylvania, you were telling them, you are us, you represent us, you are not just, maybe one day you'll be the church, maybe one day you'll lead the church, but you are the church here and now, and we are sending you with confidence in the name of Jesus and with the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want to echo what's been said and what's been communicated. You are the church. God has given you his spirit, and God has given you a call on your life. And God doesn't just call us to do a mission trip once a summer or once every couple summers. And God's call doesn't expire when you go to college or when you get married or when you get a full-time job and have a house full of kids. God's call is for each and every one of us. That call from Jeremiah echoes that call that God puts on each of our hearts every day of our lives. Before he formed us in the womb, he knew us. Before we were born, he consecrated us for a purpose. You see it in the news constantly now. Young people, middle-aged people, retired people are searching for a purpose. This world can seem chaotic, meaningless. And it's so important that we as a church continue to hear God's word speak to us when he calls us. And he does not call us simply to become Christians. He does not call us simply to go to church on Sunday morning or to put some money in the plate or to go on a mission trip once before you graduate. God's call is upon us, and it is new with fresh purpose each and every morning. We read from Romans 12 while we were there in Pennsylvania. That was the passage of scripture that we studied and we built our worships around with youth works every morning and every night. And it's important to go back to that word. It's such a powerful, wonderful passage of scripture, Romans chapter 12, that I just burned past my bookmark for. But Paul writes, "I appeal to you, therefore, sisters and brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." That passage was so fresh and new and important, as we literally, you just saw a few minutes ago, the youth were teaching the kids to do that little church clap dance, right? And so when Paul says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, right? We're not just talking about putting your rear end in the seat of a pew. We're talking about getting up and moving. We're talking about raising your voice as part of your body. We're talking about moving your body, dancing, going to work, showing up in people's homes when they need somebody to talk to, right? When we move our feet, we are presenting our bodies as an acceptable sacrifice to God. When we listen for God's purpose on our hearts, we're encouraged to be transformed, not once, not twice, but each day and each moment, to be transformed by renewing our minds on the Word of God. Looking around for those yay God moments, seeing what God is up to, and then jumping in and joining in that work, that kingdom work. So we know that God calls us, just as he called Jeremiah. We know that God has a purpose for us, and that that purpose extends far beyond a single trip or a single job or a single role, be that role as parent or sibling or supervisor or employee. That purpose extends to each moment of our lives. We are not Christians simply because God calls us and gives us the Holy Spirit and grants us salvation through Christ. We are saved for a purpose, and that purpose is the life of the world. A few of the students and Christine also shared about some of the ministries we were a part of while we were there. And I got to say, Wild Heart Ministries is a fantastic, fantastic organization doing really community-transforming work there in downtown Harrisburg. And we've got their contact information. I'm really hoping to bring the founders up sometime to inspire and maybe share some of how we could be doing more, how we could be helping to transform this neighborhood with the love of God and for the love of God. And yay, God. So we know God calls us. We know God has a purpose for us. And finally, God renews and restores us through the community that God puts us in. In other words, God calls us, and yes, God sends us out with a purpose, but there is always that community that is waiting for us, waiting to hear back, right? If we just did the mission trip and then never shared a picture, never shared a story, never said thank you, we probably wouldn't go on any more mission trips. But we were excited to come back and share all that we shared with you, and to share more. There's a lot more photos. I know a lot of my students have not yet gone through all of the photos they took with their phones and shared them all yet. We have more stories to tell. And we are so grateful to have a community that welcomes us back, that wants to hear, that wants to encourage, that wants to see how what we've done, what we saw, how we saw God at work, and how we can do more on the next trip, and how we can do more here at home within our community. God calls us, God gives us fresh purpose, and God restores and renews us by surrounding us with a loving Christian community. And in less than 24 hours, in less than 23 hours, we're going to have Vacation Bible School starting right here in this room. And that's another purpose, that's another call, and that's another community. And so I would ask you to be praying for all of the Vacation Bible School leaders and teachers and students and families. And I ask you to consider, if you got one morning off this week and you haven't already volunteered, to think about how you might join, hear God's call, join God's purpose, and be a part of this community in one more small way that has massive impact on individual lives and on Fairbanks as a whole. God calls us, God gives us fresh purpose, God renews us and restores us in this community. Amen. All right, kids, let's